And then Jesus come and got back for us everything we lost and even gave us even greater things in the new covenant than the first group had. And he cleansed us and purified us and told us now we're sons of God. He made us gods again. Really gods. When you get a hold of the fact that you're a god. In other words, I was thinking this morning as I was praying and studying and everything, all of a sudden the Lord just reminded me of something I was studying about, how great a dad I had on this earth. And the story he brought back to me was a thing that happened to me 3 months before I graduated from high school. I was a senior, but I was a young, stupid, 18-year-old boy. Now, I know that none of the other boys that graduated from high school at 18 were ever stupid like I was. But, you know, I was kind of stupid. And I did something one day. I left a place and I was going to go somewhere, and the coach saw me do something. He thought, when I walked around the corner, he thought I did something, but somebody else did it. It wasn't me. But the coach thought, since I walked right around the corner, and what happened, he thought I did it. And it really wasn't me. I really did not do this. But anyway, he called me in and told me that he was going to give me 5 licks because I did what he thought I did that afternoon when I left school. I told him, I said, sir, I didn't do that. He took me to the principal's office. Told the principal, Thurman did this, and so he needs 5 licks. The principal looked at me and said, did you do it? And I said, no, sir, I did not do it. And the coach said, I saw him walk around the corner, and I know he did that. He said there was nobody else there. But there was somebody else there. He couldn't see them. But they did it instead of me. And so I said, coach and principal, sir, I did not do that. He said, well, we're going to give you 5 licks. I said, I ain't going to take it. He said, if you don't take the 5 licks, we're going to suspend you from school. I said, I ain't taking the 5 licks. I said, I'm not guilty. I'm not going to take the 5 licks. So he said, you're suspended from school. So I said, okay. So I go get in my car and leave. I go home. Dad said, son, what are you doing home in the middle of the day? I said, I quit school today. I got suspended. He said, you what? He said, you only like 3 months graduating. He said, son, I got a second grade or third grade education. He said, you don't have any idea how hard life's been on me by not having an education. But he said, that's not going to happen to you. He said, what happened? And I told him. He said, well, let's go back up there. I'm going with you. I said, okay. So we go back up there, and he said, what are you suspended for? And I told him, I said, but Dad, I didn't do it. He said, well, if you tell me you didn't do it, he said, you've never lied to me, so I believe you. So we go back up there, and the principal and the coach are telling my dad what I did. My dad looked at me one more time and said, son, did you do what they say? I said, no, Dad, I did not do it. And the coach said, well, he's going to take the 5 licks, or he is not going to be able to come back into school. I said, I ain't taking the 5 licks. I didn't do it. I ain't taking it. My dad stood up and said, I believe my boy. He told you he didn't do it? So he said, I'll tell you what. Let me take my coat off. Either one of you men that want to, you beat me. I'll bend over. You beat me. You beat my butt all you want to. You give me the 5 licks or 10 licks, but I'm not going to let my boy get thrown out of school because of something. I will take the beating for him. And the coach said, that's okay, Mr. Scrivener. I'll let him back in school. But I didn't realize my dad made such a change in my life that day that if I hadn't had a daddy, if I hadn't had a good daddy that didn't have the wisdom of God, I would have been out of high school 3 months before I was supposed to. I would have never graduated. I could have never went to college. I could have never had the education that I had. I could have never been where God wanted me to be. But because I had a good daddy that was there for me, that stood the ground with me and was willing to take the beating for me. But you know, that's exactly what Jesus did one day. When he said, son, you know they're going to sin. He said, Father, I know they're going to sin. But I'll go down to the earth and I'll become a human being. I'll take their beating. And I'll take the nailing on the cross so they can be saved. I'll pay the price for them. You know, and we've heard this story. We don't get this story. We come to church, we ain't excited about nothing. We walk out of here and we don't even think about Jesus the rest of the week. We don't tell nobody about him. We don't pray. And yet he has paid the ultimate so you can be a God. So when you pray to him, just like Rosemary, boy, back there a while ago, Rosemary was praying for one of these ladies, and one of those ladies back there made a statement, pray right now, because I know if two or three or four of us are together and we pray, it's done. Now see, they're beginning to get a little bit of an idea, whether they understood it or not. They're daughters of the king. He's their daddy. But they're gods. They're little gods. You know, when you get when that becomes a revelation to you, my Father is God. I am His Son, which makes me a God. The Scripture declares it, didn't it, Sharon? Two times. The Father said it once, and Jesus said it the second time. You can't get any authorities higher than that, can you? But you just try it out. You just try it sometime. Why are you so excited? Why are you so often talking about Jesus? Well, after all, I'm a God. What do you think they're going to say about you? But what does the Scripture say, Tom? Did I confirm what I said today with the Word of God in two places? Do you see yourself as a God? That's what I mean. A little God. But that's what I'm saying. We are children of the Most High God, and this all happened because of this awesome event that took place 2,000 years ago when this king, this little boy, came to this earth from heaven. If he hadn't done that, you'd still be lost in your sins. You'd be headed for hell. But think about that. Let's go on here. Let's go back to Luke 22 or 3 where we were. Luke 2, 23 or 24. Then it was time for the purification offering as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now, on the eighth day, it didn't make a difference what happened. If you had a boy, you had to dedicate him to God and you had to circumcise him at 8 days. Not the seventh day or not the ninth day, but the eighth day. That was God's requirement. And so this is what they did. They took him back. Okay, verse 23 and 24. The law of the Lord says, if a woman's first child is a boy, he must be dedicated to the Lord. Let me ask you a question. I wonder how many people we have today that have children that are children of the Most High God, and they have a boy first, and I wonder how many of them dedicated him to God. Not many. What does that mean? We're in rebellion. We're supposed to dedicate our children to God. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's different under the old law. Somebody may say, well, I'm free under the law. That's right, you're free under the law, which means if you're free under the law and you're now God's, I don't care how many children you have and which one is the first one, is a boy or a girl or whatever it is, you ought to dedicate every child you have to God. You agree with that, young lady? Absolutely. I mean, if we are sons and daughters, you agree with that, Dave? If your first child had been a girl instead of a boy, you should have dedicated that little girl to the Lord, right? And so it don't make any difference since the first one was a boy and the second one was a girl. You still dedicated them all to the Lord, didn't you? But see, that's the way it should be. After all, we are little gods. We are children of the Most High God. And we should realize how important it is. In fact, when somebody sees you, you should, somebody said, you know Thurman Scribner? Oh yeah, I know Thurman Scribner. I could use your name there. I remember here years ago when I got pulled over to SkyShift, whenever our company got sold to the SkyShift Corporation, and I became the leader of the maintenance department there, somebody in corporate was going to use a different cleaning company to buy cleaning chemicals from for those big dishwashers and everything, and he asked the question, who is the head engineer there? And the guy said, Thurman Scribner. He said, oh, Thurman Scribner. The guy said, you know him? Oh, yeah. Well, I know him. He said, he used to be the head engineer for both these other companies that that y'all bought. And he said, what do you know about him? He said, I'll say one thing. That man is always talking about Jesus, and he never does nothing without praying. So he said, if you're going to send a man over there, don't send a man over there who's got a foul mouth, because you do, he's going to come back saved. How do you want to be known? Oh, Thurman Scribner, that's the guy that can tell the best dirty jokes in town. Oh, that's the guy that never smiles. You know, he's always grumpy and grouchy and always grumbling and complaining. Do you want to be known like that? Especially since God says he hates grumbling and complaining. I sure don't want to be known like that, do you? Like I told y'all the other day when I was watching Channel 4, they had a guy retired, been there 30 years or whatever, and they spent 5 or 10 minutes of the whole evening that evening going to different people and saying, what did you think about so-and-so? I would not dare call his name. He just retired just this last year. And different people said different things. But one man, they come to one man, he said, well, I'm really going to miss him because he can tell the best dirty jokes anybody I ever heard. I thought, oh, God, that man's not a Christian. That guy's going to hell. How would you like to be known like that? The best dirty joke teller in the whole bunch. As sons of God, we need to be remembered as children of God. If I ever met a man that act like a god, they should point their finger at you. In fact, I told Sharon, when I pointed my finger at Sharon right then, I remember one day I told Sharon, she was having a little difficulty on some of her phone calls that day, and she'd had a lot of problems, and she'd come out of there saying, Pastor, why can't these people get it? I said, Sharon, why did it take you 40 years to get it? Well, okay, she said. I said, you know, it takes us all a long time to get it, Sharon. But I said, here's the thing, all of y'all need to remember that work for me in this ministry. You need to remember, when they get off the phone with you, I need to hear the compliments like I got on a letter. I just called Sharon. In fact, I've got here several times, and I want you to know, Pastor, she has been so helpful to me. She is such a precious lady of God. Never seen her. Only talked to her over the phone. Now, how should all the people that work at the Living Savior Ministries be known? Like that. That woman's really a woman of God. She means business. She told me if I don't straighten my act up, I could die. Said I never heard anything like that. Now see, that's a shame, isn't it? We go through life saying, oh, well, that's okay. We got a good Savior. He's okay. No problem. No, you got to tell them the truth. If they don't straighten their act up, they're going to die. The word Scripture says so. It'll bring forth death. In fact, you know, I want to take you to Proverbs 29:1. I want you to see this. Proverbs 29:1, and then we're going to go to another place. Then we'll come back here to verse 25. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, You Are Children of the Most High God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.